So TGIF and Yippie Skippy Weekend, for all intents and purposes, is here. It is the Morning Lion program for Friday. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflikin. Welcome to the Our Community segment, where we highlight different events in the community, as well as people who are in the community doing different things. So I've got a guest this morning, ER David. Welcome. And good morning.
EJ.
David. Sorry. Yeah. So, you're an author, right? And you've got this new book, Dr. David, I should call you. So you've got a talk coming up at the museum.
Yeah.
What really caught me was the sort of byline about this book. You know, the title is "We Have Not Stopped Trembling Yet," and then kind of one of the things that struck me was like this. So tell me about
So this is very different from my previous books and my previous works. You know, I'm an academic, I'm a professor, and typically the kind of books that I write are, you know, very academic books, you know, that are meant for, you know, teaching in the classroom and so on. And this book, though, is very different in that it's very personal to me. So as a researcher, as a professor who studies the mental health of people with a history of colonialism, you know, their psychological experiences, I'm very aware of the many difficulties and consequences that colonialism and other forms of oppression that can, you know, really impose onto people and communities. And so, you know, to me, it wasn't just my research. It's not just something that, you know, that I study, and it's not just numbers for me. You know, what I see when I look at communities with histories of colonialism, what I see are very troubling realities. And to me, it's very deep, because not only did I experience many of these things myself, you know, I also have a family. My family is Koyukon Athabascan, and I have three children. When I'm exposed to these kinds of statistics and realities, it affects me deeply. You know, it's not just numbers for me.
And so the byline of the book is letters to my Filipino Athabascan family. Mm-hmm. And so obviously you've got kind of a cross-cultural experience in your own life. Is that your focus in your regular academic world?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, you know, I study the psychological consequences of colonialism among people. And the Philippines has a long history of colonialism, first under Spain and then the United States. And so that's what I do with my research, and I also study, you know, other communities with such a history, with a similar history. And, you know, in many of the issues, I guess, and many of the struggles that communities with such a history are facing today and have been facing for many generations, we can really, you know, trace it back to the history of oppression and loss of culture and so on. And, you know, and that's what I do for a living. That's what I do for my own research, for my work. But like I said earlier, this is, for me, this is not just research. This is me search. And for me, this is not just my work. It's not just my hard work. It's my heart's work. So it really is very deep to me. And this book right here, my most recent one, I think reflects that, how deeply personal it is for me.
And so maybe a little bit about your history, your personal history would be help kind of bridge the dots between the Philippines and here in Alaska, or Koyukon at the Athabascan territory, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said earlier, with colonialism, there are similarities between, you know, the Filipino experience and, you know, the Native American experience and other groups with the history of colonialism, you know, where there's exploitation of both natural resources, but also of the people. There's loss of culture. There's the imposition of, you know, a different way of doing things, a different worldview that is portrayed as better and needs to replace, you know, the indigenous ways of doing things. So, you know, those things are similar. And, you know, when communities are forced to, you know, to replace their ways of doing things, and sometimes through violence, you know, it can really impact them negatively, and the impact can be felt across generations. So I think those things are quite similar. And so for me, you know, as a Filipino immigrant father, you know, and knowing, you know, the factors that might influenced me and what that might I might then pass on to my children. You know, knowing all of those things, it brings in a lot of emotions, a lot of fear, a lot of anger, a lot of sense of devastation. But, you know, but also, you know, there's still a lot of hope. And I think I still see a lot of resiliency still.
And having realizations that historical trauma is part of your part of your life, does that help guide you in your responses to everyday situations, or like where you say, well, I'm reacting to this in a certain way, but maybe I should change the way I think, or is there a...
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, like I said, these things bring in a lot of different emotions, and I think, you know, what the book is trying to get to is it's okay, you know, to feel angry sometimes. It's okay to feel devastated sometimes. It's okay to, you know, to feel worried and scared sometimes, you know. But, you know, we have to always remember not to only to give ourselves permission to feel these things, but also understand that we can move beyond those negative emotions and, you know, still remember that, you know, our cultures, our heritage, our roots, you know, are also a source of strength for us. And, you know, and that our ancestors are resilient. And, you know, in addition to, you know, these risk factors that we are facing today and that our ancestors also faced and struggled with, you know, we also inherited their strength and their resiliencies. And, you know, and that we can keep fighting. And we can continue fighting their fight, you know, and that's kind of like what I'm seeing right now is by resisting, you know, the injustices that we are still seeing today, we are honoring our ancestors because it was them who also resisted these things. So we're continuing their fight. Yeah.
That seems very profound and a good realization. And do you see that sort of resilience in all the cultures you do sort of touch as far as like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard, right? Sometimes it's hard to, you know, to see the strength and the resiliencies given, you know, all of the really troubling and devastating, you know, statistics and real life stories and experiences that we see, you know, with our friends and our family. You know, we see these, you know, really sad and depressing realities every day. So sometimes it's hard to remind ourselves of how strong and how resilient our roots really are. And, you know, and our current society doesn't really help, you know, make that easy. Because, you know, our current society shows us, you know, what's wrong and what's troubling and what's bad about us instead of reminding us of how strong we are. So, yeah, it's hard sometimes, but we, you know, I think that's a big part of the struggle, is reminding ourselves that and reminding the next generation of that we are strong and then we're still here. And, you know, and really remind them of how resilient we've been and our peoples and our ancestors have been. That despite, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years of oppression and genocide, we're still here and we're still fighting. And that really is a testament to how strong we are.
Wow. I think that doesn't get any better than that as far as covering the topic in the book. And I appreciate you coming by today. I'd like to thank our guest, E.J. David. Dr. David here is a professor of psychology and has this new book out. We have not stopped trembling yet. Letters to my Filipino Athabascan family. The event is at the museum, kind of a hosting event. Is this kind of like the premiere of it? Or?
Well, no. The museum has this, I guess. Friday events, and they just invited me to be a small part of it and to share a little bit about the book. So, yeah.
So that's today at the museum from 6 to 7. Where else can we see the book?
So the book is available at the museum gift shop. It's also available at the UAA bookstore. And also, you know, your online retailers, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. You know, the book is easily accessible through Kindle as well and other ebook formats. So, I appreciate it, you know. And again, you know, one of the things that I just really want to emphasize here is, you know, we are resilient. The question is not our resiliency, you know. And being resilient, however, should not be permission for people to continue oppressing us. You know, we're resilient. There's no doubt about that. Why can't people just stop the oppression?
Right. I think that's an important message too. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank Chaitlik. Thank you, Dr. David, once again, Anchorage Museum, tonight at 6 o'clock. 27 minutes past 8 o'clock, we got an album track coming up from Foghorn String Band, and then some live music and conversation. Don't you go away.